a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again, then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Opt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
79 degrees at game time here in Niles, Ohio, eastern part of the state. Actually, you cross in one direction, you're in Warren, Ohio, from the ballpark. But nevertheless, it's not too far away. The champion high school band performing the national anthem tonight. They're making their way off the field. And Trey Robertson, the 6'5 left-hander out of Columbia, Missouri, Kansas State product, although he spent time at the University of Missouri as well. He was a Mizzou guy when he was with the Spikes each of the last 2 years. Robertson, 23 years of age. He is again making his sixth appearance, his fifth start for the Scrappers this year, a 2-2 record, a 4.5 ERA. 19 strikeouts to 10 walks, and 11 of those 19 Ks have come in his two starts against the Spikes, but he is carrying a 3.11 opponent's batting average. Again, Peyton Hardin, Zach Vuletich, Carlos Contreras. Starting things off in the order, Luis Avilas, Braden Blackford, Josh Leslie, the middle third, Ryan Guardino, Marcus Page, and Jesse Fontaboa round out the order. Our umpires tonight, Peter Jones is behind the plate, Sean Hoverston at first base, and Todd O'Dell works third base. And as Robertson is close to finishing his warm-ups, Tim Battle takes his post as the third base coach for the Spikes. A little bit of an adventure for him last night, but ultimately, Peyton Hardin still able to score. He wiped out, taking the turn, took out Tim, but then got back up and able to score in the sixth inning. Meanwhile, Jesus Izuaje coaching at first. And Tim's been a great sport about it. He actually posted the video himself on his social media as well. You never quite know what's going to happen day by day. You might see something you've never seen before, and it's rare you see the third base coach get completely wiped out and it be on a play where the runner scores. But here is that runner, Peyton Hardin, and he had a tremendous game last night. 2-for-5, scored a pair of runs, hit by a pitch as well. That might have been part of the reason why he spun out at third. Swings to the first pitch, grounds it on to short. Taken by Braylon Marine on two hops. A quick throw to first, which it has to be with Harden down the line. It's in time. And there's one gone. Our first pitch tonight at 7.05 p.m. And it's brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Zach Vuletich, the Texas Tech product, into the number two spot in the order tonight. Last night he went 2-for-5 as well, scored a run, knocked in a run, stole a base, and he takes a strike over the outer edge. So he started 0-for-14 at the plate. He was struggling a bit. He now has 5 hits over his last 2 games, bumping that average up to .227. On-base percentage, a robust .393. Fastball outside at 90 miles an hour, 1-1 to Vuletich. In navy blue jerseys for the Spikes, gray pants, navy blue caps with the deer head logo on the front, a 1-1. Fastball high and away, 2-1 the count. Corey King at first base for Mahoning Valley, Brad Burkell at second base, Braylon Marine at short, Mason Sykes at third. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Fastball, and that misses high, 3-1 the count. Outfield is Christian Johnson in left, Dieris Davis in center, and T.J. Reeves in right. Antonio Fernandez doing the catching tonight. Omar Avello's getting a well-deserved respite. He got battered behind the plate as the 3-1 to Vuletich. High and away, ball four. So a one-out walk, and Vuletich, the first base runner of the night. That'll bring Carlos Contreras to the plate, the left-handed hitting left fielder out of Sam Houston State. Now at a .361 batting average. That is still number one in the MLB Draft League's second half. He also has notched 8 doubles, a triple, and 16 runs batted in over 23 games. The pitch homeward. Fastball and a called strike over the outer edge to the lefty. There are 3 lefties in the lineup starting tonight for the Spikes. Peyton Harden, Carlos Contreras, and Bladen Blackford. But a lefty on the mound, so Brendan DeRiggi and Logan Mathieu will likely see duty later on tonight. Here's the 0-1. Runner on to second, could be two. Scoop by Burkle, flipped to second for one. Marine on to first. It's a 4-6-3 double play. It's like a bad memory from last week when Spikes bounced into 3 double plays in the first 4 innings. Nothing across for State College in the top of the first. Derek Cherry gets the ball in the bottom half when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Derek Cherry on the mound for the Spikes here in the second half. He's making his 4th start, his 7th appearance across both halves. 13 outings now, counting the one tonight, 5 in a starting role. 29 total innings, 33 strikeouts to 13 walks. He can have an electric fastball at times, 94 to 96 miles an hour, the McNeese State product. 6'1", 182 pounds, also spent time at the University of Houston. He's a native of Baytown, Texas, and he'll be turning 23 Coming up in 17 days, August the 22nd, his birthday, 6'1", 182 pounds. Luis Aviles throws the last warm-up pitch down to second. And Braylon Marine, Corey King, and Mason Sykes due up to start for the Scrappers this evening. Marine, the Mahoning Valley shortstop, went 1-for-5 with a double as the leadoff man last night, hitting .339 for the season. 5 doubles, 3 triples, 8 runs knocked in over 16 outings. .391 on base percentage. Cherry going exclusively from the stretch. His first pitch of the night is in for a strike. Breaking ball at 86 miles an hour on the inner half of the plate. 0-1 to Marine. Righty-righty matchup here. Both of the lefties in Dimitri Young's arsenal are in the lineup tonight. Grounder on to short. Backhanded by Leslie, but he juggled it. Picks it up and throw to first, not in time. We'll see what that one is. Leslie going in the hole, trying to backhand it. Did not pick it up cleanly to start with. So Marine is aboard. And that'll bring up Corey King, the Mahoning Valley first baseman. King stole 2 bases, drew 2 walks, and scored 2 runs last night. He was 0-for-3 officially at the plate. Now batting .328 with a pair of doubles, 11 RBIs in his 17 games with the Scrappers. Bit of a new look to the infield tonight. Marcus Page is at third base. Josh Leslie at short. Zach Vuletich at second, but Braden Blackford playing first base. And here is an excuse-me foul ball third base side. King with a check swing. Ball hit the bat. Strike one. TJ Reeves, David Bermudez, Antonio Fernandez. The 4-5-6 hitters, Christian Johnson, Brad Burkell, and Dierz Davis round out the order. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball is low. 1-1. That was the sinker that time from Derek. By the way, Marine has been ruled to have reached on a single. So the first hit of the game. Leslie going into the hole probably affected why it was not ruled an error, though he didn't handle it cleanly. Would have been a tough play. 1-1, pours in the breaking ball for a strike. 1-2 the count. Good drop on that one from Cherry. The slider at 87. Cherry with 5 pitches. The 4-seam fastball, the curve, the slider, the change, and the sinker. Here's the set. 1-2. Called strike 3, sinker at the knees, and that is Derek Cherry's first strikeout of the night, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. One gone, and now Mason Sykes the batter. Sykes the third baseman. The biggest bat in the order is the MLB Draft League's second half RBI leader with 24 of them, 8 doubles, a triple, 2 homers, both of which have come against the Spikes. .345 batting average, a .420 on base percentage. Throw to first, and diving back in is Marine. That was close on the pickoff throw. Marine is 7 of 11 in stolen base attempts this year, but Luis Aviles looking to test that arm out early, perhaps. Sykes also stole home last night as the front end of a delayed double steal. Runner took off from first to second. Then Sykes came home from third. Another throw to first. This time they got him. The pickoff erases Braylon Marine and Derek Cherry. They almost had him last time, and that may not have been Derek's A move. This time he brought it. Quick throws, slap tag by Blackford, and the bases are now empty with 2 outs. And that's always a good situation with Mason Sykes at the plate. You do not want runners on base. You want to limit the damage if you can. Spikes are very happy. They held him to just 1 hit last night. Here's a bouncer foul, third base side, 0-1. Sykes out of University of Toledo. Native of Elk Grove Village, Illinois. 6'4", 195 pounds. And he is definitely a big bat in the order. He and T.J. Reeves, who's on deck, have formed a potent combination in the middle of the Scrappers order, especially lately. Mahoning Valley's won six straight. 0-1, swung on and missed. Another breaking ball from Cherry, and it's 0-2. He's gone with a lot more sliders early on. We haven't seen him open up with the four-seamer with great frequency just yet. Ninth pitch, 0-2, foul tip into the mitt, strike three. Change up that time, got him, and that's a second strikeout for Derek Cherry. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health, looking to be part of an all-star team. Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. One hit, nobody left for Mahoning Valley, and to one scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Into the second inning, Luis Aviles to lead it off for the Spikes against the lefty Trey Robertson. First pitch of the inning swung on and fouled high over the roof and out of play, first base side. Aviles to be followed by Braden Blackford and Josh Leslie. As the Spikes with nothing across in the first inning, a walk but a double play. Here's the 0-1. That is swung on and fouled again. Over the, not quite over the roof this time. It bounces on the walkway. Actually, the gate for the Pepsi Picnic, or the Picnic Pavilion here. Of course, in Medler Field at Lovano Park, it is the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Out beyond the left field wall, the 0-2 to Aviles. Off speed, high and away. One and two, the count. Robertson and Aviles. Both a part of last year's Spikes, although Trey was mostly with the first half Spikes. Luis joined up for the second half. Here is the 1-2, lifted in the air, shallow right field, heading over toward the foul line, now fading back into fair territory. Burkell, the second baseman, puts it away for the first out.
First baseman number 13, Braden Blackford.
Braden Blackford now to the plate, and Blackford, who this week was named the MLB Draft League's Player of the Month for July, of course, this being the first week of August. Blackford went 1-for-3 last night, but the hit was a big one. A two-run ground rule double that was almost a bases-clearing triple was on its way to it, but bounced over the fence instead. But it came with the bases loaded and two outs in the sixth inning, tied the game at 5 after the Spikes trailed 5-0. Blackford takes a ball high and away. Braden also walked twice in last night's game. And the 1-0 pitch. Has swung on, lifted in the air, left field, playable for Johnson, ranging to his right now after fading back to the warning track, reaches up and makes the grab for out number two. Now Josh Leslie, the batter, the shortstop. Josh batting .337 this year, 31 hits still among the league leaders, actually is the league leader in that category for the second half of the season. Spikes with four of the top five in that category. Pitches high for a ball. Leslie has 31. Carlos Contreras, who we saw last inning, has 30. Braden Blackford and Peyton Harden, each with 28. Mason Sykes of Mahoning Valley, 30 hits. He is third in the league. A 1-0 fastball, a strike on the outer edge, 1-1 to Leslie. And the pitch. Bouncer on to short. Taken by Marine on the second hop. Throw to first in time, and the spikes retired in order in the second. Scoreless to the bottom half. On the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home Tuesday and Wednesday at Medler Field at Lepanto Park. It all starts with a Walking Taco Tuesday featuring half-price walking tacos all game long as the Spikes face Williamsport at 6:35. Then Medler Field goes to the Dogs Wednesday for Park in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30 for the 6:35 p.m. game. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Bottom of the second inning, Derek Cherry allowed a leadoff single but picked off that runner, then struck out the next two. Now facing the 4-5-6 hitters, T.J. Reeves, David Bermudez, Antonio Fernandez. No score here in the bottom of the second. And by the way, they've now changed it. It was not a single by Marine. It has been changed to an error by Josh Leslie. So no hits for either side right now. As Reeves in the right-handed box. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, a ball. 95 with a fastball. Cherry releases there. Saw mostly sliders and off-speed pitches from Derek in the first inning. Now with a 1-0 count, out of the stretch, he delivers. That is fouled. Came with a three-quarters delivery on the fastball that time and fouled back 1-1. Again, Blackford at first, Vuletich at second, Leslie at short, Page at third for the Spikes. Luis Avila's doing the catching. The 1-1 tapped off the plate up the middle. Leslie gloves it on the run, throw to first in time. Nice bounce back for Josh. Coming in on the ball, and he has been stellar at those sorts of plays when it's a slow roller up the middle, coming in, able to grab it and throw. And there's one gone in the second. Here's David Bermudez to the plate, the designated hitter tonight. He was the second baseman yesterday, batting .340 with five doubles, a triple, nine RBIs in 15 games with the Scrappers. And there's the fastball on a called strike. On the outer half of the plate, 0-1. First four-seamer that Derek's found the zone with. He's been effective and efficient so far. 13 pitches, 11 strikes. 0-1. Grounder up the middle. Leslie to his left. Scoops it off the dirt. Throw on a first in time. Back-to-back groundouts to start the second inning. At least the Scrappers half of it. And here now is Antonio Fernandez, the catcher, batting .188 but with a .366 on base percentage. Two doubles, two RBIs in 11 games. Omar Veloz has the duty of catching out of the bullpen, but Mahoning Valley has been carrying two catchers throughout. Spikes are carrying two catchers currently, Luis Avilas and Caleb Marquez. The pitch. Fastball misses low. 94 miles an hour. Fernandez, one of the two left-handed hitters on the Mahoning Valley roster. Second baseman Brad Burkell is the other. He is coming up eighth in the order tonight. As Fernandez, the number six man in the order, takes the 1-0 fastball down and away, ball two. And Luis trying to frame it up a bit, but to no avail, and I think he and Peter Jones are having a little discussion about that. Pitch. There's a strike. Nicking the outer edge. Breaking ball from Derek Cherry. Carlos Contreras, by the way, manning left field tonight for the Spikes. Peyton Harden in center. Jesse Fontebowa in right. The 2-1. Breaking ball down and in this time. 3-1 the count. And Cherry will head off the top of the mound. Walk back to the base and then head back to the top of the hill. Now, this is the thing in the pitch timer era. If you walk away too far, you'll have only a minimum of time to get the ball to the plate. But Cherry does release in time, and that 3-1 fastball is a called strike. Might call that one borderline, but Cherry will certainly take it as the count is full. The set. Payoff pitch. That's fouled to the screen behind home. Still 3-2. Cherry will get a little extra time here as after foul ball, things really reset everywhere. And it's only when the plate umpire declares the ball ready for play that the pitch timer begins. The set. Into Avilas now. Another 3-2, and this is driven foul over the bleachers out toward the parking lot. Third base side. Count remains full to Fernandez. The eighth pitch of this at-bat coming up. No score. Bottom of the second. Base is empty. Two outs. And Derek Cherry delivers again on 3-2. Fastball misses outside. Ball four. Went with a sinker that time. Fernandez did not go after it, and he draws the first walk of the evening from Derek Cherry.
Left fielder.
Still two outs, and Christian Johnson now to the plate. The right-handed hitting left fielder. Batting 192 this season with a .283 on base percentage, a triple, and 10 RBIs. The right-handed box, the pitch, fastball and a called strike on the inner half. 88 on the sinker that time. And the 0-1. Grounder up the middle, diving. Leslie snares it, tossed to second in time to get the lead runner. What a play by Josh Leslie, diving to his left. He had to get the ball out of the mitt and flip it onward. It was a long flip, but Vuletic was there. And the force play ends the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the third, scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So stop in and check out Toyota's wide range of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room. And be ready for any summer adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
The Spiked Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Ryan Guardino, Marcus Page, Jesse Fonseboa starting off the third inning. No score here as Trey Robertson's pitch to Guardino, a strike. Pass ball down in the zone. Strike one to Ryan Guardino. He was the right fielder last night, went 1-for-4 with a double, scored a pair of runs. And the 0-1 swung on, lifted down the right field line, but this will tail foul, actually bounce into the picnic pavilion, then back into the main seating area. 330 feet down the lines here at Eastwood Field, 405 to dead center. The fence is 8 foot high all the way around, save for the areas in front of the bullpens in left and right field, right down the lines. Only 4 foot tall fences there as the 0-2 to Guardino swung on and missed. Changeup got him that time. That's the first strikeout for Trey Robertson, who has faced the minimum so far. He walked Zach Vuletich back in the first, but elicited a double play immediately after. Now Marcus Page, the batter, and Marcus serving as the third baseman tonight. He was 1-for-5 in regulation last night. The last batter of the game, unfortunately, his foul ball stayed in the yard and was grabbed by Omar Veloz for the game's final out in the MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker. Takes ball one outside. Next offering from Robertson. These two have been teammates. Here's a bouncer up the middle. Backhanded by Burkell. Behind the bag at second. Throw to first in time. And there are two away. Nice play by the Mahoning Valley second baseman. And now Jesse Fonseboa to the plate. Fonseboa did not play last night. Jesse hitting .222 with a .351 on base percentage. Three doubles, a triple, four RBIs in 16 games. He's also been hit by three pitches, which matches the most for any Spikes batter in this second half. And Fonseboa had to adjust his shin guard, and so the umpires call time, reset everything, and the first pitch to him now, as everything is set, down and in for a ball. Trey Robertson going strictly from the stretch as well. A left-hander delivers. Bouncer on to short. A low one taken by Marine. Slings the throw to first in time, and the inning is over. Spikes down in order. Trey Robertson has faced the minimum through three innings, but Derek Cherry has been stellar as well through two and a half. No score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike,
or just getting back on your feet. Our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout Central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
It's a 0-0 tie as we enter the bottom of the third. Lights now on here at Eastwood Field, although it's been mostly cloudy through the game, but just a nice blanket of white over our heads here at Eastwood Field. There's still plenty of sunshine. Nice even distribution with the cloud cover. Not too many shadows right now across the field. But here's the first pitch from Derek Cherry in the third to Brad Burkell. That's a strike over the outer edge. Burkell, the second baseman out of McNeese State, a college teammate of Derek Cherry, native of Lindale, Texas, one of two lefties among the position players of the Scrappers, left-handed hitters, that is. Pitch low for a ball. Burkell batting .240, two doubles, a triple, two home runs, four runs batted in, and a .377 on-base percentage, playing his 21st game for the Scrappers here in the second half. A 1-1, high and away for a ball, 2-1 the count. Eric Cherry's been working on the sinker and the slider today. Most of his pitches have been those. Here's the 2-1, and that is driven down the right field line, but will go foul, bouncing off the roof of the clubhouse building that houses both the home and the visitors' clubhouses. Both teams enter the field from the same entrance, different rooms, of course. 2-2 the count to Burkell. That's down the right field line, kind of tucked into the corner there. Not a whole lot of foul ground down the right field line. Really not a whole lot around this whole place. 2-2. Bouncer down the first baseline. Kicks off the bag. Stays fair. And Blackford takes it off the bounce. Goes to the bag himself. And Burkell curses his bad luck there. That one went off the handle of the bat. Just kept bouncing. It might have kicked foul. But then once it hit the bag, it went nearly straight up. And Blackford able to grab it and step on the bag for the first out here in the bottom of the third. Here's Davis now to the plate. Davis out of Xavier down in Louisiana, New Orleans. Adamsville, Alabama native, 6'168". Davis last night went 1-for-3, scored a run and stole a base. He chops this one foul, third base side. Craig Hantush serving as the third base coach for Mahoning Valley. Always nice catching up with him before the game. Bryant Nelson, the hitting coach of the Scrappers, is coaching at first. Pitching coach Ray King is in the dugout along with manager Dimitri Young. 0-1 count. Cherry delivers. There's a broken back grounder, third base side, charging. Page, bare hands, throw across the diamond, gets away, but is backed up as Vuletic and catcher Luis Avilas both in the area. You can see the splinter that came up from the bat after it broke. Page did the best he could. That's going to be a base hit, and that's the first one of the game. And a good call there. Very tough play. Don't know even if Marcus's throw was on target if it would have got Davis. So with one out, a base runner on, and here's Braylon Marine. He reached on what's now been ruled an error in the first inning, but then was picked off first base. In the right-handed box, scoreless game, bottom of the third. Spikes, by the way, turning their 15th double play of the second half last night. And Cherry with a quick toss to first. Davis went back to the bag standing. De'Aaron Davis is 10 of 11 in stolen base attempts this year. Here's the set. The pitch homeward, no movement by the runner. Fastball is a strike. The sinker above the knees. 0-1 the count. Cherry looks to first. Comes the 0-1. On the way, there goes Davis. The pitch grounded to the right side, and it'll be a base hit. Rounding second is Davis. A little hit and run action there. as Vuletic, the second baseman, came over to cover at the bag, and Marine put it right to the position he vacated. So back-to-back singles following the hit and run. And Corey King now up. First and third, one out. Mahoning Valley scored their first run of the game last night. In this situation, going with the delayed double steal, the runner from first taking off for second, then the runner from third going home. Spikes unable to get the throw home, unable to get the tag at second. Now first and third, one gone here. You've got Davis, a great base stealer, but Marine also with seven steals this year. And King at the plate. Pitch. That's fouled off his own foot. Strike one. Corey King struck out against Derek Cherry in the first inning. Derek with a pair of strikeouts tonight. This is the biggest scoring threat for either team thus far. King levels the bat in the right-handed box. The set, the pitch. Bouncer to the left side. Page takes it. Throw to second for one. Vuletic, the first double play around the horn. Great job all the way around on the 5-4-3 as the Spikes turn their 16th double play of the season and end the third inning. No runs, two hits, one runner left on base. Three innings complete. No score here at Eastwood Field on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
And what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home Tuesday and Wednesday at Medler Field at Loprano Park. It all starts with a Walking Taco Tuesday featuring half-price walking tacos all game long as the Spikes face Williamsport at 6:35. Then Medler Field goes to the Dogs Wednesday for Park in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30 for the 6:35 p.m. game. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. No score as we enter the fourth. Trey Robertson's first pitch is high for a ball. Peyton Harden at the plate, leadoff man in the order. 0-for-1 with a ground out to short. Spikes with a walk to their credit, but nothing more in the first three innings. Robertson faced the minimum, elicited a double play, but here's a bouncer inside the bag at third, and this will roll down the left field line. Harden digging for second. The throw in from Johnson will be cut off, and Peyton Harden with a leadoff double here in the fourth.
Second baseman Zach
Mason Sykes, the third baseman, dove after it, but to no avail, as Peyton Harden collects his 10th double of the season. He is the first Spike in double digits in that category. In fact, he's the first player across the MLB Draft League with double-digit doubles in the second half. And here is Zach Vuletic now, the second baseman, made a nice turn on the inning-ending double play just a few moments ago. He swings and fouls at first base side off the netting above the dugout. 0-1 to Vuletic. He drew that walk in the first inning, but then was erased on the double play. No score here. Spikes and Scrappers, middle game of the series. Vuletic lines it foul into the seats, first base side. Two strikes now to the Texas Tech product, who played all over the place for the Red Raiders this past season. Second base, right field, left field, and in many positions, but he's been mostly an infielder for the Spikes. Second short, and he could play a little third. The 0-2, bouncer back up the middle, Harden going to third. Burkell comes over, second baseman grabs it. Off-balance throw to first is in time to Nav Vuletic. Harden does move to third base, though, as Vuletic does a nice job hitting behind the runner. Harden was taking off on contact there. Robertson, the left-hander, tried to reach back across, but then not better of it. He knew he wasn't going to get to it. Left it to his middle infielders to take care of business, which they did. Now Carlos Contreras, an opportunity to match Braden Blackford for the team RBI lead again. Contreras, 0-for-1, grounded into the double play, but runner at third, one gone in a scoreless game. He can also give the Spikes the lead. He takes ball one in tight. Now the clouds dissipating somewhat as we approach sundown here at Eastwood Field, but still plenty of sunshine. It sets on the third base side. The 1-0, and this one is bounced up the middle, sliding, grabbing it. Burkell off balance, bouncing throw to first. It's in time. However, the run will score as Peyton Harden crosses the plate. It's an RBI ground out for Contreras, his 17th RBI of the season, and the Spikes take the opening lead of this one in the top of the fourth. So Peyton Harden with the first hit of the night for the Spikes. The double inside the line to the left side. Able to come home on a pair of ground outs. And now the base is empty for Luis Aviles. He popped out to second. Last time up. It was actually a high pop down the right field line. The second baseman Burkell had to come over to take it. Aviles takes ball one outside. Robertson delivers. And Aviles swings at this one, sends it high into the air center field, but playable for Deers Davis. Trotting forward on the ball, raises two hands and makes the catch to end the inning. Spikes on the board, however, a run on a hit, nobody left. End of 3.5, State College leads it 1-0 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, Derek Cherry to face Mason Sykes, T.J. Reeves, and David Bermudez, 3-4 and 5 hitters. Pitching with the lead for the first time tonight is the Spikes. Ahead 1-0 thanks to the RBI ground out from Carlos Contreras in the top of this inning. Sykes struck out against Cherry in the first. Biggest bat in the Mahoning Valley lineup. Next biggest bat will follow. And Mahoning Valley wearing those jerseys laden with photos of dogs, belonging to fans in this area, and Bark in the Park 3. Presented by the Center Daily Times coming up Wednesday night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. For all the information on Bark in the Park and online at statecollegespikes.com, you can get all that info plus tickets to the game. Again, dogs get free admission. Or maybe the dogs have to pay and the humans get admission that they come with. Either way, a 1-0 pitch to Sykes is low for a ball. 88 on the sinker that time from Derek. But, of course, Spikes are back home Tuesday night as well, a Walking Taco Tuesday, with half-price walking tacos at the Salsa Stand behind home plate, as well as other designated ballpark locations all evening long. 2-0 pitch. Fastball misses low and away. 93 on the four-seamer. 3-0 the count to Sykes. Mason readies. Cherry out of the stretch. Delivers. Fastball outside. Ball four. Walked him on four pitches, but if there's a guy in this Mahoning Valley lineup you'd pitch around, Mason Sykes would be it. T.J. Reeves is 0 for 1, grounded out to short. His first time up. It was a slow rolling grounder that Josh Leslie had to come up on. As Derek Cherry elicited weak contact, and that's been his forte when he's been on point. Eliciting weak contact and results in outs. So far, he has two strikeouts, a pickoff, and every other out has been on the ground. A pitch down and in for a ball. So the recipe for success has been there. Able to help himself with a ground ball in the third inning. It was an inning-ending double play with runners on first and third, one out. Now Mason Sykes leading off first. Braden Blackford holding him on there. The 1-0. Fastball low. 2-0 the count. Marcus Page getting another opportunity at third base tonight. And Luis Aviles is going to trot out to the mound to have a chat with Derek Cherry. Both bullpens quiet, as you would expect. For both teams, the expectation is that these starters will go at least five innings, hopefully six. And for Ray King and Dimitri Young in the Mahoning Valley dugout, they'd surely love to see Trey Robertson repeat his performance of last week and go seven full innings. All the better if they're scoreless. Of course, that an impossibility now as the Spikes scored a run in the top half of this fourth inning. Well, that's what the effort was for Trey last Saturday at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Two balls, no strikes. Mason Sykes leads off first. Cherry sets. Derek delivers. Fastball low. Ball three to Reeves. That's now seven straight pitches outside the zone. Derek Cherry again takes the walk to the other side of the mound. Looks at the pitch timer in center. Gets back to the top of the hill. He's got plenty of time to work with. Look to first to set. And the 3-0. That's right down Broadway for a strike. Eric using every available moment there. And again, pitch timer is 20 seconds between pitches. Once the pitcher receives the ball back, and it's subject to if time is called, if there's a foul ball. Well, that's the base. The 3-1. Fastball in tight, ball four. Back-to-back walks here in the fourth. Now three walks against Cherry in the ball game. First and second, nobody out. David Bermudez to the plate is Cherry again taking the walk this time. Out to the grass towards second base and then back. Bermudez grounded out to short his first chime up. A set by Derek Cherry. And the pitch. Fastball is low. Starts him off with the ball again. Unfortunately, Derek has now thrown nine pitches in this inning and eight of them have been All right, check that. 10 pitches and 9 of them outside the zone. 1-0. Cherry delivers. This one bounced down the third baseline, taken by Page. He'll go to the bag himself, throw across the diamond, a bouncing throw, snagged, and snow cone by Braden Blackford on the other end to complete the double play. Well, Marcus Page knew exactly what to do. He headed straight to the bag, but he had to get the ball away quickly, and Braden Blackford on the other side came up with it. A 5-3 double play, second consecutive inning. The Spikes have turned two, now at 17 on the season on the ground in the second half. Reeves moves up to second. Two away, however, for Antonio Fernandez. The lefty catcher grounded out, he walked in the second, then was erased on a forced play on the ground in the second. First pitch, weak bouncer to first, but it gets past Blackford. Around third is Reeves. Blackford throws the play to Velas with a sweep tag, but it's not in time. So that'll be the second error of the night for the Spikes, and it enables the Scrappers to tie the game at one. It'll be E3, and Reeves able to score.
Left fielder, Christian.
That'll bring up Christian Johnson. Grounded into a fielder's choice in the second. Took a funny hop off the grass to the dirt. And Braden Blackford, he's played all over the place. He has experience at first, but he hasn't been playing there often this year. That one just got him. Pitch homeward, and Johnson swings at it, sends it high into the air, popped up, shallow center, back on it, Vuletic, second baseman, grabs it, and the inning is over. But Mahoning Valley, a run, no hits, however, the error enables the run to score, one runner left on base, four innings complete, we're tied at one here at Eastwood Field on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Into the fifth inning, tied up at one here in the middle game of a three-game series at Eastwood Field. We'll finish up the series tomorrow afternoon, 2:05 p.m. I'll be on the air with you for Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health at approximately 1:50. And Jacob Meyer, the left-hander, will get the ball for the Spikes tomorrow afternoon. First pitch from Trey Robertson, the Mahoning Valley lefty here in the fifth. A strike to Braden Blackford. Blackford, the MLB Draft League Player of the Month for July, 0-for-1 with a flyout to left this evening. Lefty-lefty matchup, the 0-1, slug toward right field. Coming in on it is Reeves. It'll drop in front of him for a base hit. So Braden Blackford bounces back with a base hit. Second one of the night for the Spikes, and the leadoff man is on for the second straight inning. Now Josh Leslie, the batter, the State College shortstop, 0-for-1 with a ground out to short. Both teams scoring in the fourth inning. Hit count now even at two in the game. The Spikes, however, with a pair of errors, one of which enabled that Mahoning Valley run to score. First pitch fastball misses high for Robertson. 1-0 to Leslie. And tomorrow, Elijah Pleasance, the right-hander, will get the ball for Mahoning Valley. Again, another repeat of a pitching matchup last weekend. It was a two-game set at Medler Field at Lebrano Park last Saturday and Sunday, three-game series this weekend, and Leslie sends this one, a towering fly ball to right, but playable for Reeves. who makes the catch. Blackford, having gone halfway between first and second, retreats to first. And there's one gone.
Designated hitter, Brian Guardino.
After tomorrow's action, an off day on the schedule Monday, and then the Williamsport Crosscutters come to Medler Field at Lebrano Park. First two games of a three-game set will be in Happy Valley. 6:35 Tuesday, Walking Taco Tuesday then, and of course Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times on a Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. That'll be a 6:35 start on Wednesday as well. First pitch to Ryan Guardino. Swung on and missed. Ryan 0-for-1 with a strikeout tonight. Braden Blackford leading on first. The 0-1 pitch, and Guardino puts a charge into it towards center field, but could be playable for De'Aris Davis, and it is at the warning track. Off the bat, it looked like it might be out of here, but Davis just had to find the wall, make sure he didn't collide into it, and made the grab. That was 100 miles an hour off the bat, but a loud second out. That'll bring Marcus Page to the plate. Page, the third baseman, grounded out to second his first time up. 1-1 here on the top of the fifth. Joe Putnam along with you here at Eastwood Field in Niles, Ohio. And Trey Robertson delivers as Page swings and misses. Strike one. Still daylight here, but the light's starting to take over as the source of sight. 0-1 the count. A toss to first, and Blackford back with plenty of time to spare. Now two straight loud outs. Leslie looked like had it to right, but Reyes was there. Guardino sent it deep to center, but not deep enough. Pitch high away for a ball. It's the only thing for Page to do is to try to send it to left. Of course, there's only a four-foot-high wall in front of the Spikes bullpen down the left field line. Reminiscent of Fenway Park. 1-1. This one is sent foul the opposite way, first base side. It'll find the seats, however. Ball and two strikes. Next Thursday, then, will be a road game at Williamsport. Next weekend, Spikes will be on the road at Frederick. Then a series against Trenton, and then the final 10 home games of the year will be in a span of 13 days. Pitch fouled away, first base side, 1-2 still to Page. And some big nights remaining on the schedule. It begins Friday, August 18th with Bucko Mania Night. Pittsburgh Pirates will be out in full force. The Pirate Parrot, the Pittsburgh Pierogies, and the Bucko Brigade will all be at the ballpark. So 1-2, breaking ball in the dirt. Taking off for second is Blackford. The throw, over slide. No, he got back. Todd O'Dell with an emphatic safe signal to start, and he signaled safe again. It looked like Blackford might have come off the bag, but able to scramble back, and that, I believe, will be a wild pitch, and it is. He didn't start moving till the ball hit the dirt and got away from Fernandez. Once he got going, he got there, and now it's 2-2 to Page as the pitch high for a ball, 3-2. Braden Blackford, I think, trying with two outs in the inning to make something happen, get into scoring position, and give Marcus Page a chance to bring him in with a base hit. Set by Robertson. Payoff pitch. Foul tip. And Fernandez does not hang on. Count remains full. Eighth pitch of this at-bat coming up. There is now, looks like a right-hander just starting to toss the ball against the wall, mitt in hand, and it's Ty Pullman out there in the Spikes bullpen as the 3-2 breaking ball called strike three at the knees. Robertson records his second strikeout of the night. No runs, a hit, one runner left on base. First time the Spikes have left a runner on in this one. We're halfway home at Eastwood Field. 4.5 gone, tied up at one on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Bottom of the fifth inning. 8-9-1 batters due up for Mahoning Valley in a 1-1 tie as Derek Cherry back on the mound for the Spikes. Brad Burkell, the second baseman, leads it off. He grounded out to first base his last time up. And the pitch low for a ball, 92 on the fastball from Derek. One ball, no strikes. Ty Pullman still with glove in hand out in the bullpen, but he's just tossing the ball up against the wall. Nobody's catching him. He's not warming up in earnest. The 1-0 bounce foul, third base side. Of course, Ty's last appearance was earlier in the game than prior appearances had been. Came on in the sixth inning. Derek Cherry, however, has thrown 50 pitches so far tonight. This is the 51st. A fastball clips the outer edge for a strike. 1-2 the count. So Burkell, the McNeese State product. Much like Derek Cherry, who played his last year of college ball there. And the 1-2 sent high in the air. Right center field. Harden on the run. Back to the warning track. He reels it in. Well, like Ryan Guardino in the top of the inning. Burkell sent it out there, but not far enough. And here's Diers Davis, the center fielder, who reached on an infield single in the third. Hits are two apiece. Spikes with both errors, the second one enabling the lone Mahoning Valley run to score. St. College scoring in the fourth inning. Peyton Harden led off with a double, moved to third on a ground out, came home on Carlos Contreras' ground out. The pitch. Up and in on Davis, who limbos out of the way of that one. 94 miles an hour on the fastball, and it's 1-0. And time is called. Luis Aviles, all time behind the plate, trying to get resituated after the fastball went up and in. He had to extend for it. I think something came loose equipment-wise, so he quickly adjusted it. Now the 1-0 pitch from Cherry. Sinker low. Ball two. After this visit to Eastwood Field this weekend, Spikes will not come back here or face the Scrappers at all until the final series of the regular season, a quick two-gamer, September 1st and 2nd, is the 2-0 to Davis. High fastball swung on and missed. Strike one. And that will finish off the regular season. Of course, the MLB Draft League Championship game set for Sunday, September 3rd. Trenton Thunder have already clinched their spot hosting that game as first-half champions in the MLB Draft League. The 2-1 fastball at the knees called strike. 93-mile-an-hour fastball there, and it's a 2-2 count. West Virginia right now leading the way in the MLB Draft League, and they're 3.5 games clear of Trenton. Black Bears are 16-6. Spikes have dealt the Black Bears one of those losses down at Monongalia County Ballpark. to two. Grounder left side in between short and third, a base hit. Leslie took a dive after it in shallow left, but wasn't going to be able to get to it. And Davis collects his second single of the evening. So runner on with one out for Braylon Marine, the Mahoning Valley shortstop. Reached via error in the first inning, then was picked off. He singled in the third before being erased on a double play. West Virginia Black Bears will provide the opposition August 18th through the 20th, including Buckomania night. And I mentioned last night that the Spikes were visiting Monongalia County Ballpark on July 13th when West Virginia hosted their version of Buckomania night. But unfortunately, weather precluded the game from being played. A throw to first. Davis is back standing. So the last three meetings of the season between the Spikes and the Black Bears, 18th, 19th, 20th, August 19th, by the way, a salute to 1998, 25 years ago, and that's the year that LeVar Arrington, with the iconic LeVar Leap, which will be memorialized in bobblehead form, the LeVar Leap 25th anniversary bobblehead, to be given away to the first 1,000 fans on Saturday, August 18th, presented by Stick City. It's also a fireworks night, another edition of Fireworks from the Field. Back for the month of August at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, you can watch a fantastic fireworks show from the field. It's the sounds of 1998. As the 1-0 pitch, outside a ball, throw down to second, but a bouncing throw, and it slips past everybody into center field. Davis headed on to third, and he'll make it standing up. So a steal for Davis, and then E2 on the advance to third. Spike's third error of the game. Now runner on third, one out. Infield will come up all the way around. Outfield right now is at normal depth. 2-0. And this is driven to center field. Harden has to race back on it. He'll reel it in, but this will score the run as Davis tags up from third, crosses the plate. Sacrifice fly by Braylon Marine makes it 2-1 Mahoning Valley.
First baseman.
So another error impacting a run right now. The run scored against Cherry in the fourth unearned due to an error. And as of right now, this one also unearned. 60 pitches now in 4 2/3 innings for Derrick. Faces Corey King, who's 0 for 2, a strikeout and a double play ball. This one grounded onto third, taken by Marcus Page. Throw across the diamond in time, and the inning is over. But the Scrappers had a run. On a hit, an error, no one left on base. Five innings complete at Eastwood Field, and Mahoning Valley now out in front, 2-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skincare. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics, keep your skin beautiful.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
into the sixth inning. 2-1 Mahoning Valley is Jesse Fontaboa, Peyton Harden, and Zach Vuletich. The 9-1 and 2 hitters due up against Trey Robertson. The lefty, the former Spike, delivers a strike on the outer edge. He allowed the run in the fourth inning. He has yielded a total of 2 hits and a walk so far, a pair of strikeouts. A 1 now to Fontaboa, who swings and misses at the changeup that dives low. 0-2 the count. Robertson has now thrown 49 pitches tonight, 33 of them for strikes. Derek Cherry threw 5 innings at 61 pitches, 39 for strikes. Fastball upstairs, ball 1. A run, 2 hits, and 3 errors for State College. 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors, Mahoning Valley. Both of the scrappers' runs unearned for Cherry due to errors in the 1-2. That's foul, right side. Take a look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard as well in the MLB Draft League. West Virginia and Frederick in action in the top of the seventh, and the league-leading Black Bears all over the keys. 10-2 is the lead for West Virginia. Here's the 1-2. Fastball upstairs, 2-2. Well, right now, Trenton, which has already punched a ticket to the MLB Draft League championship game, is in second place, 3.5 back. You might ask what would happen if Trenton won both halves. Well, the second-place team in the second half would then go to the title game. So 2-2, breaking ball, fades in outside, and the count is full. Speaking of the Thunder, they trail Williamsport 6-0, top of the seventh at historic Bowman Field after their game yesterday was washed out. 3-2, breaking ball, and a called strike 3 on the inner half. Trey Robertson's third strikeout of the night, one gone in the sixth. And Trey is a former Spike. He played each of the last 2 seasons for State College, actually posted a 3-0 record and a save in 9 outings with the Spikes in 2021, 17 and a third total innings there, 18 strikeouts, 6 walks. And he was a key cog out of the bullpen that season, especially down the stretch. Peyton Harden in the left-handed box kickstarted the Spikes offense with his 10th double of the year. In the fourth inning, he takes a bouncing breaking ball for ball 1. Rounded out in the first. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Trey, by the way, did make 11 appearances for the Spikes last season. 13 and a third total innings. As the 1-0 fouled left side. He was actually slated for more, but unfortunately, injuries prevented him from continuing on further. Played his last collegiate season for Kansas State this year, made 4 outings as Harden shoots a 1-1 liner down the left field line, but it does deflect off the fence, separating the field from the fun zone. And then bounces into the fun zone, actually. 1-2 the count. Played 4 years for the University of Missouri as well to start his collegiate career. He's a Columbia native. The 1-2. Tapper over the head of Robertson, charging a Marine. Shortstop grabs it. Throw on the run to first, just in time. Beat Harden by less than a step. And there are 2 away. And bring Zach Vuletich to the plate. Vuletich is 0-for-1. A walk in the first inning, a ground out in the fourth, although it was a productive out. It moved up Harden into position where he could come home on the subsequent ground out by Carlos Contreras. Harden and Bladen Brackford, excuse me, rewind the tape on that one. Pitch down and in on Vuletich, ball 1. Bladen Brackford has a hit, as does Peyton Harden. Here's the 1-0. Fastball called strike, nicking the outer edge. 1-1 the count. And no one warming up in the Spikes bullpen currently. Ty Pullman, though, flipping a baseball as Vuletich grounds it left side in between short and third. A base hit. Zach Vuletich, his 6th hit in his last 3 games. And the 2-out single keeps the inning going for the MLB Draft League's second-half batting average leader, Carlos Contreras. He's 0-for-2 tonight, but Drove in the Spikes lone run with that ground out of the fourth. He has also bounced into a double play. Two-one Mahoning Valley here in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the set by Robertson. The pitch. Breaking ball, and now taking off for second is Vuletic. Ball bounces out in front of the plate onto the grass, but Antonio Fernandez can't get to it to release a throw. So Vuletic reaches second, and I believe that'll be a wild pitch as well. Gives us the chance to remind you the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 1-0 to Contreras. Vuletic now in scoring position with the tying run. Robertson delivers. Fastball a called strike. Lower portion of the zone. 90 miles an hour from Robertson. He's actually, I'd say he's increasing velocity as this game goes on. 64th pitch of the night coming up. And here it is, the 1-1. Bouncer to the right side, taken in by King. He backed up on it, sort of took it off the hip. But it went into the mitt, goes to the bag, steps on it, the inning is over. No runs, a hit, one runner left on, 5.5 complete at Eastwood Field. It's still Mahoning Valley 2, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home Tuesday and Wednesday at Medler Field at Lepanto Park. It all starts with a Walking Taco Tuesday featuring half-price walking tacos all game long as the Spikes face Williamsport at 6:35. Then Medler Field goes to the Dogs Wednesday for Park in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30 for the 6:35 p.m. game. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Bottom half of the second inning. Derek Cherry back on the hill for the Spikes. Again, he's at 61 pitches right now, 39 of them for strikes. 3-4-5 hitters in the Mahoning Valley order due up. Mason Sykes, T.J. Reeves, and David Bermudez. As Sykes, who struck out in the first inning and walked in the fourth, steps in. More scores on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the big leagues. The Phillies leading the Royals 8-6, bottom of the eighth inning in Philadelphia. The Orioles celebrating their 1983 championship, 40th anniversary tonight, leading the Mets 4-2, going into the fifth at Camden Yards. Fastball upstairs on Sykes, 92 miles an hour. It's ball one. Giants and A's scoreless in the Battle of the Bay, bottom of the fifth there. The Twins leading the Diamondbacks 3-1, going to the third inning. White Sox and Guardians playing in Cleveland. Chicago up 3-0, bottom five. The 1-0 pitch to Sykes. Cued foul, first base side, 1-1. Pirates visiting the Brewers this evening. Scoreless top of the fifth there. The Cardinals up 2-0 on the Rockies, top of the fifth inning. Tommy Edman back from injury, back in the leadoff spot for St. Louis at shortstop. 2016 Spike, team MVP that year, and really the guy that helped propel the Spikes to the New York Penn League Championship that season. Under manager Johnny Rodriguez, the 1-1 bounced foul, third base side. And, of course, our good friend Josiah Vieira, a key part of that team as well, is the honorary bench coach. We're honoring Josiah as every single jersey worn by the Spikes will bear the number 10 and the name Vieira on the back on Sunday, August the 20th. And those jerseys will go up for bids in a jersey off-the-back auction benefiting Children's Miracle Network at Geisinger Chan at Wise Children's Hospital in Danville, presented by PSECU. The 1-2 fouled back. Count remains the same. And Josiah and his connection with the St. Louis Cardinals. He won the Harry Mittauer Good Guy Award from the St. Louis chapter of the Baseball Writers Association of America in 2014. One ball and two strikes. Special citation from Minor League Baseball President Pat O'Connor, and made an impact in the major leagues, the minor leagues, on countless individuals. It's a privilege and an honor to be able to honor our teammate and friend Josiah Vieira on Sunday, August 20th. 2-2 the count to Mason Sykes here. Derek Cherry looking to put him away. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Does so with the change up on the inner half, and that is the third strikeout of the night for Derek Cherry, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountnittany.org for more information. One down in the bottom of the sixth. Here's T.J. Reeves, the right fielder, grounded out to short in the second, walked and scored in the fourth. It is unique. That will be the first time ever in Spikes history that every jersey will bear the same number, and it is the only retired number in State College Spikes history. And number 10, you can see it on the outfield wall whenever you visit Medler Field at LeBron O Park, just to the right of the foul line drawn on the 18.55-foot-high wall. There is the Vieira 10 jersey that hangs. And, of course, Josiah very close with the Penn State football team as well. Coach James Franklin and squad getting ready. They'll be in the midst of summer camp on August the 20th. Josiah once told John Reed he'd get an interception. Reed got two in a game. The 1-0-1 pitch, that is in the dirt, gloved by Aviles, ball one. Again, that'll be Sunday, August 20th. That'll be a 4:05 game against the West Virginia Black Bears. You can get tickets right now at statecollegespikes.com to be part of what will be a very, very special afternoon. One ball and one strike to T.J. Reeves. One gone, bottom of the sixth. 2-1 lead for Mahoning Valley here at Eastwood Field. And the pitch, that's fouled back to the screen. It's a ball and two strikes. Elsewhere on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Dodgers and Padres about set to get underway in San Diego. The Mariners to meet the Angels later on tonight. Earlier today, the Yankees topped the Astros 3-1. Former Spike Clay Holmes notches his 16th save of the year for the Yanks. Here's the 1-2 to Reeves. Fastball in the dirt, gloved by Aviles. Ball two. Tigers chop the Rays 4-2. Cubs over the Braves, 8-6. The Rangers defeat the Marlins, 9-8, out in Arlington. Nationals, a 7-3 win over the Reds. And the Blue Jays tap the Red Sox, 5-4. Two balls, two strikes. Cherry delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Derek Cherry, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is committed to the well-being of our community with 9 primary care locations throughout the region. We are the leading provider of primary care. Visit mountnittany.org to find a provider today. Two gone in the bottom of the sixth, and here's David Bermudez. The DH has grounded out and grounded into a double play. Spikes have turned two twice in the game, but Derek Cherry taking care of things himself so far in the sixth. He delivers. Fastball and a called strike on the inner half. That was Derek Cherry's 12th pitch of the inning, his 73rd of the game. Here's the set by Cherry. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on that one. Bermudez offered 0-2 the count. Now Cherry gets the sign. Comes set at the belt. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Derek Cherry strikes out the side in the six. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. A 1-2-3 inning, three consecutive Ks. Strikeouts, that is. And at the end of six, it's still 2-1 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Ann, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Derek Cherry and Trey Robertson dueling tonight here at Eastwood Field. It's a 2-1 score, Mahoning Valley leading right now. But both of those scrappers' runs unearned. Trey Robertson's only allowed one earned run. Both pitchers have given up just three hits. Derek Cherry with a strong three-strikeout inning to bump his total to five. Robertson with three strikeouts of his own. And Trey Robertson into the seventh. He's at 64 pitches on the night. Derek Cherry with 75 through six innings. But no action currently in the Spikes bullpen. It looks like Cherry might get the seventh as well. Here's Luis Aviles, though, in the top of the seventh for the Spikes. 0 for 2 thus far. Robertson delivers. Breaking ball down and in. Ball 1 to Aviles. Popped out to second in the second, flied out to center in the fourth. Both of the balls have been sky high, but in the field of play is the 1-0. Fastball up and away, ball two. Tomorrow, a 2:05 p.m. game to cap off the series between these two teams. 2-0 pitch, that's upstairs for a ball, 3-0. And then an off day on Monday as the Spikes come back home and start a series against the Williamsport Crosscutters Tuesday night, 6:35, Walking Taco Tuesday. At Price Walking Tacos all game long. The 3-0 to Aviles fouled away, first base side. 3-1. It's also a Miller Coors special. The Miller Lite and Coors Lite at the ballpark. Half price from 5:30 to 7:30 Tuesday night. Tickets for that game, as well as the Bark in the Park game Wednesday, and all 12 remaining games in the Spikes home schedule available now at statecollegespikes.com. Aviles with another pop-up right side of the infield underneath the King. He makes the catch. There's one gone. So after the pop-out to the first baseman, Braden Blackford steps in. Blackford, the Spikes first baseman tonight, is 1-for-2, flying out to left in the second, but singled in the fifth. Scrappers in the midst of a six-game winning streak, which started last weekend at Medlar Field. The pitch to Blackford, upstairs for a ball. Spikes, meanwhile, looking to stop a three-game slide. St. College 11-13, Mahoning Valley 9-13 in the second half. Here's the 1-0. Fastball on a called strike on the outer half of the plate. 1-1 to the lefty Blackford. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Josh Leslie on deck for the Spikes. Ryan Guardino would follow if it gets that far. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Chased after the breaking ball that dove out of the zone. It's 1-2. And lights have taken over as the source of sight here, but still the last vestiges of the sunlight apparent in the blue skies above. The 1-2 in the dirt, blocked by Fernandez. It's ball two. Two-one Mahoning Valley, runs in the fourth and the fifth. The run in the fourth, scoring on an error. The run in the fifth on a sacrifice fly by Braylon Marine following an error. Spikes scored in the fourth. Payne Harden doubled, eventually came in on Carlos Contreras' ground down. Here's a line drive between short and third, a base hit. Third baseman Sykes didn't even move. That was hit 99 miles an hour off the bat. And Blackford is the first Spike with multiple hits this evening. A one-out single now as he carries the tying run. Here's Josh Leslie. The State College shortstop is 0-2. Grounded out to his opposite number at short, Braylon Marine in the second, flat out to right field in the fifth. Blackford leading off first. Pitch homeward. Upstairs for a ball. Fastball makes it 0-1. Now if a pitch gets away, Blackford's definitely going to be on the move, trying to get into scoring position here. Not really a candidate to steal, however. Robertson, the left-hander, sets at the belt. The 1-0. Fastball high and away, 2-0 the count. That's four hits tonight for State College now to three for Mahoning Valley. And now Ray King is coming out of the first base dugout. The Scrappers pitching coach is headed to the mound. There is no action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen.
The Scrappers would like to welcome Army Master Sergeant Al Tierney to Eastwood Field.
So this is just something to correct. Maybe something Ray King saw in Trey Robertson's motion. Here in the seventh inning, Robertson now at 76 pitches, 47 of them for strikes. And of course, Robertson in tossing seven scoreless at Medler Field at Lobano Park last weekend, threw 79 pitches in that outing. Even despite giving up seven hits and a walk, he struck out three, but no runs against him. He elicited three double plays in that evening. 2-0 the count to Leslie. Blackford leading off first. Meeting on the mound is over. The pitch homeward. Fastball high and away. Ball three. Nearly clipped the corner. Briano the count. With one out, Josh Leslie probably not going to swing here, but we'll see. He does take the pitch. It's outside for ball four. So Blackford moves down to second, and Leslie drawing just the second walk issued by Trey Robertson tonight. First and second, one gone for Ryan Guardino. And Guardino last time up set a fly ball deep to center field, but it stayed in the yard. He's also struck out in the game. All three of his home runs on the road this year, all at West Virginia, as a matter of fact. The pitch. Breaking ball on a called strike along the outer edge of the zone. Strike one to Guardino. Ryan to be followed by Marcus Page. We're on the top of the seventh. Spikes trailing 2-1, but a pair of runners on base. And the lefty Trey Robertson brings it. The 0-1 swung on and missed. Went change up that time. And it's an 0-2 count now. Guardino takes time before stepping back into the right-handed box. Peter Jones noting something in his book, and now he's ready. Robertson's ready. The 0-2. Bounces in the dirt, blocked by Fernandez, but not far enough away for the runners to move. And Braden Blackford, will take a risk going to second, but second to third, a different proposition. Again, he's not the biggest base stealer out there. He's probably not going to be able to take it unless the ball gets far enough away from Fernandez. He probably won't try for third. A 1-2, and Guardino lines this one into left field, a base hit. Blackford getting waved around third. He will score with a tying run, and Ryan Guardino comes through with the RBI single in the seventh. It's 2-2.
Third baseman
as Guardino notches his 12th RBI of the season. Josh Leslie stopped at second. First and second, one out again. And now Dimitri Young is coming out, so it was quick warm-ups in the bullpen. There'll be a new man coming in for the Scrappers here in the top of the seventh inning. It's a new ball game here. Well, Trey Robertson is on the hook for both runners here. And the Spikes have another big opportunity. First and second, one gone to the seventh. We'll have the identity of the new Mahoney Valley pitcher, as well as the rest of the seventh inning when we come back here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home Tuesday and Wednesday at Medler Field at Loprano Park. It all starts with a Walking Taco Tuesday featuring half-price walking tacos all game long as the Spikes face Williamsport at 6:35. Then Medler Field goes to the Dogs Wednesday for Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30 for the 6:35 p.m. game. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Danny Kerwin, the right-hander out of Rider University, a native of Lansdale, Pennsylvania, now on for Mahoning Valley here on the top of the seventh. He is 23 years old, 6'2", 200 pounds. Kerwin on the mound in relief of Trey Robertson, making his fifth appearance of the year, a 1-0 record, a 0 ERA. He has one hold to his credit. Four total innings thus far. He has allowed no runs on one hit. Three strikeouts to three walks. Opponents hitting 0-77 against him. And he comes in with runners on first and second, one out, and the Spikes have already tied the game here in the seventh on Ryan Guardino's base hit to left. Trey Robertson goes 6 1/3 innings. Two runs against him, both earned so far, but he is responsible for both runners on base, so the book not yet closed on him. Robertson allowing five hits, three walks, and striking out three, finishing with 82 pitches, 50 of them for strikes. But now it is Marcus Page to face Danny Kerwin. First and second, one out. Page is 0-2. Kerwin leaning in, ball in the right hand dangling, and now rises to the stretch. His first pitch of the night out of the high set. And taking off for third, the pitch is high for a ball, throw to second, and it deflects off the mid of Burkell into center field. Josh Leslie's going to score. Ryan Guardino moves to third, and it's 3-2 State College. Some aggression on the base paths as Josh Leslie takes off for third. The double steal and then the error on the throw, allowing Leslie to score. That's the first error of the night for the Scrappers. And now Guardino just 90 feet away from another Spikes run as the 1-0 to Page comes in. Infield up all the way around. Fastball misses outside. 2-0. 93 on the fastball there, but there's that aggression applying the pressure. Spikes going to the running game here. Now taking the lead as the 2-0 pitch comes in. That's low for ball three. And the pitch in tight. Page twirls away from it, and Marcus draws the walk. So now first and third, one out. That'll put the double play in vogue. And now Jesse Fontebeau is going to be pinch hit for here. We thought this might be the case at the outset of the game with a left-hander starting. Harden, Contreras, and Blackford in the lineup, but Logan Mathieu and Brennan DeRiggi held in reserve, and this is the time that Dave Tremblay will now go to them with a righty now on the mound, and Brennan DeRiggi will pinch hit here in the seventh for Jesse Fontebeau. DeRiggi was the first baseman last night, went 0 for 4, did receive a pair of walks. First and third, one gone. Already with a home run for the Spikes this year, the pitch. It swung on and fouled behind the plate. And there is now right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen, so Derek Cherry, now the pitcher of record in the game for State College. We'll see if it is indeed Ty Pullman warming up. 0-1, bounced foul, right side. Two strikes to DeRiggi. Well, won't be Pullman just yet. It's the newest Spike righty, Eric Waldichuk, warming in the Spikes bullpen. And there goes Page on the 0-2. It's low for a ball. Moving up to second, Marcus Page has the steal. Again, applying the pressure here in the seventh inning. Marcus Page, not usually a stolen base candidate, but that's a first and third play. Fernandez gets caught in between. He held onto it. Infield moves up all the way around again. 1-2 to DeRiggi. Kerwin to the plate. Swing and a miss, but the ball gets away from Fernandez. Guardino will score. DeRiggi late realizes he has to run to first. Throw to first is in time. So it'll be a strikeout for the second out. Kerwin's first, but Guardino scores, and I think that'll be a pass ball. Page moves to third, and the Spikes lead expands to 4-2. That's one the official score will have to sort out, but I do believe it'll be the out at first on the strikeout, 2-3 there, but a pass ball to allow the runner to score. Page moves to third, and here's Peyton Harden. The center fielder, 1-for-3, a pair of ground outs, sandwiched around a double in the fourth. He then scored the Spikes' first run. The pitch, swing and a miss, 0-1. The Spikes have been feasting on bullpens throughout this second half, and tonight no different. All three of those runs will be charged to Trey Robertson, but they won't all be earned. Now the pitch. That is outside of ball, 1-1. Of course, all three scoring in this inning. Four total against Robertson, although the book now closed on Trey. As far as total runs allowed in 6 1/3 innings. Here's the 1-1. And Harden pops this up foul, third base side, 1-2 to Peyton. Spikes coming alive here in the seventh. Last night, they were down 5-0 entering the fourth. Scored a run in that inning, and then four more in the sixth to tie it before falling in the MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker. But tonight, they take the lead here. They don't just tie the game. As Harden bounced it foul behind the plate, it's 1-2. And Dave Tremblay's philosophy, he's told this team, if we're up by one, we want to make it two. If we're up by two, we want to make it three. Continuously trying to push up the lead further and further. Kerwin sets the 1-2. In tight, and Fernandez snags that one. Did it hit him? It hit him. It hit Peyton Harden. So the first hit batsman of the game puts Harden at first, Page at third. Two outs, and once again, Antonio Fernandez is going to be stuck between a rock and a hard place when it comes to deciding where to throw. Zach Vuletic steps in. Vuletic is 1-for-2. He walked in the first inning, grounded out in the fourth, but then singled in the sixth. Spikes did not have a hit till the fourth inning. Only 3 hits through 6 innings. They have bumped that up to 5 here as Harden does take off in the very first pitch and Fernandez comes up, but he wasn't going to throw down to second. That will be a stolen base, I believe, for Harden. Even though there was no throw, nobody came to cover, but given the situation, it's going to be a stolen base. It has to be a more lopsided game, more late in the game, for it to be defensive indifference. 1-0 to Vuletic. The pitch. High and away for a ball. 2-0. Kerwin so far has thrown 15 pitches since coming out of the pen, 6 for strikes. 2nd and 3rd, 2 outs, the 2-0 to Vuletic. Swung on and missed. Got him with a fastball that time. 2-1. Kerwin sets, delivers. Foul tip to the backstop. It's 2-2. Vuletic now leveling the bat in the right-handed box. 4-2 spikes, top of the 7th. Looking to expand the lead. The pitch. Check swing, appeal down to first. Sean Hoverson says he didn't go. The pitch was low and away, and the count is now full. Now Kerwin rises to the stretch. The 3-2. Fastball and a called strike 3 on the outer half of the plate. Inning is over. But the Spikes send 8 batters up. 3 of them score on 2 hits, 1 error, and 2 runners left on base. It's time to stretch here at Eastwood Field. Through 6.5 innings, State College now with the lead, 4-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So stop in and check out Toyota's wide range of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room. And be ready for any summer adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes are back home Tuesday and Wednesday at Medler Field at Lepanto Park. It all starts with a Walking Taco Tuesday featuring half-price walking tacos all game long as the Spikes face Williamsport at 6:35. Then Medler Field goes to the Dogs Wednesday for Park in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30 for the 6:35 p.m. game. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the 7th inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Derek Cherry outstanding on the mound tonight. 6 innings of work. He allowed 2 runs, but both unearned runs. 3 hits, 3 walks. He struck out 5, 75 pitches, 49 for strikes, and he is now the pitcher of record in the game as the Spikes have taken the lead 4-2. And Cherry will be replaced on the mound by Eric Waldichuk, the right-hander out of San Diego by way of Willamette University in Oregon. is 6'4", 240 pounds, 23 years of age. In his first appearance for the Spikes two nights ago, he threw two scoreless innings against Trenton, allowing no hits, two walks, a strikeout. And Antonio Fernandez leading off this bottom of the seventh inning will be followed by Christian Johnson and Brad Burkell. Fernandez had to adjust his shin pad as he went up to the plate, so now everything resets. And Waldichuk with his first pitch of the night. It's low, blocked by Aviles. Ball one. Derek Cherry outstanding on the mound. Just what Dave Tremblay and Jerome Williams were looking for out of him. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Foul tip into the mitt. 1-1 to Fernandez. Fernandez reached base on a walk in the second inning. Reached on an error in the fourth. Waldichuk has what he likes. Wind up in the 1-1. And that's swung on. Lifted in the air. Center field. Peyton Hardin. Tracking it through the lights, makes the catch. And this is a time where it can be a little bit more difficult to track it through the lights. There's just enough light in the sky that it can create a contrast sometimes that's difficult. But Hardin dealt with it effectively that time. One gone and Christian Johnson to the plate. The Mahoning Valley left fielder 0 for 2. Grounded into a fielder's choice on the second, popped out in the fourth. Waldichuk rears back, delivers. Fastball on an inner half is a strike. 0-1 to Johnson. Trey Robertson right now, the pitcher of record for Mahoning Valley. 0-1. That's a liner into center field. On for it. Hardin makes the catch. Chest high, running in, two away. Peyton Hardin can make up ground going back. He can make up ground moving forward, too. And here is Brad Burkell, the left-handed hitting second baseman, 0 for 2. A ground out in the third inning, a fly out in the fifth, both against his college teammate, Derek Cherry. Now facing Eric Waldichuk here in the seventh. And the first pitch from Waldichuk to Burkell, a fastball and a called strike on the outer edge. Four runs, five hits, three errors for State College. Two runs, three hits, one error for Mahoning Valley. And the 0-1, there's a strike. By the way, just a note, so far there has been no wild pitch or pass ball charged on the strikeout that also allowed Guardino to score. And that was the fourth run of the game for the Spikes. So right now, all four runs against Robertson are earned as the 0-2 to Burkell swung on and missed on the fastball. That's Eric Waldichuk's first strikeout of the night. And the Spikes sixth as a team, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com. Three up, three down from Mahoning Valley in the seventh. And at the end of seven, it's still 4-2 Spikes here on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
into the eighth inning, 4-2 lead for the Spikes. Carlos Contreras, Luis Aviles, Braden Blackford, the 3-4-5 hitters due up. And the first pitch for Danny Kerwin here in the eighth is a strike. Kerwin back on after recording the last two outs of the seventh. And again, as it stands now, Trey Robertson, all four of those runs against him currently stand as earned. I checked that. They have amended it as the foul ball coming this way and bounces two rows in front of us. And hey, right in front of the broadcast booth here, fan grabbed a souvenir. It's not often that we get foul balls that get over the net this way and actually descend upon us, but we did there. 1-1, and that's fouled off the top of the netting. Almost got another one. 1-2 to Contreras. And again, it's actually going to be two earned runs for Robertson. They have adjusted it. But there will not be a wild pitch or a pass ball assessed. I'm going to say the run scored, and it was a fielder's choice on the throw to first to get the completed strikeout. So 1-2, lifted foul, third base side. And it's unfortunate Brennan DeRiggi didn't realize until late that it was the third strike. He probably would have been able to make it to first base. But the play did score a run. So the only misplay of the inning, the error on the stolen base attempt, the double steal between Leslie and Guardino, but it does render two runs unearned as that pitch fouled third base side. Still 1-2 to Contreras. Check of the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. The Orioles now leading the Mets 6-3, bottom of the sixth. Pirates up 2-1 on the Brewers. Jason DeLay with a two-run double in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cardinals all over the Rockies 6-1. Tommy Edman, the former Spike, with a two-run triple as they go to the seventh in St. Louis. Yankees defeating the Astros earlier today 3-1. And the Phillies polish off the Royals 9-6. Women's World Cup action as well. Spain defeating Switzerland 5-1 in the round of 16. Japan a 3-1 victor over Norway. And the 1-2 pitch is not released. As play was halted, Antonio Fernandez, actually the catcher, was the one called time to adjust the equipment. So Danny Kerwin did not release the baseball. 1-2, the count to Contreras. Later on tonight, in about an hour, South Africa and the Netherlands will meet in the round of 16 in the Women's World Cup. Tomorrow, or overnight tonight, tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Eastern, the U.S. takes on Sweden. And the 1-2 to Contreras, a breaking ball swung on and missed. Kerwin records his third strikeout. It's the first out of the eighth inning. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. First pitch to Luis Aviles, a strike over the inner half. Breaking ball from Kerwin. Aviles 0-for-3. He's put the ball in the air three times, but not quite far enough to leave the yard. 0-1. That's a strike. Breaking ball fades in over the inner half. 0-2. 4-2 lead for the Spikes here in the top of the eighth inning. Eric Waldichuk took the seventh. Looks like he'll have the eighth as well. And here's the 0-2. That's fouled off the netting above the first base dugout. We saw Ty Buckner do a little warm-up at the end of last night's game. He pitched the final inning Thursday night. It was his first work in a while. But he and Pullman, both options for the eighth or ninth innings as well as Waldichuk. But Eric pitched quite well in the seventh. The 0-2 and a called strike three. Fastball over the outer edge. Three consecutive strikeouts for Kerwin. Four total since entering the game, and two outs in the top of the eighth. Fans, we remind you, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Braden Blackford at the plate. He's 2-for-3 tonight. He is the only Spike with multiple hits. Playing up to that MLB Draft League Player of the Month form. He earned that honor for the month of July. I jokingly suggested to him, talking with him before the game yesterday, that, well, now it's on to get the August honor. Breaking ball and a check swing by Blackford. Appeal down to third. Todd Odell says he went around. It's 0-1. Kerwin leans in for the sign from Fernandez. Gets it. Here's the 0-1. High and away for a ball. 1-1 the count. And an interesting doubleheader of the Paul brothers today, or tonight rather. So the 1-1 comes in. That's outside for a ball. Logan Paul already a winner, thanks to Brass Knuckles at SummerSlam tonight. Meanwhile, Jake Paul in a 10-round boxing match against former USC star Nate Diaz. 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. I have no doubt they're going to check Jake Paul for Brass Knuckles before the fight. That'll be down in Dallas, that Jake Paul-Nate Diaz fight. Always a curiosity whenever Jake Paul's in a boxing ring is the 2-2. Fastball in the inner half for a called strike three. So Danny Kerwin has struck out four in a row. But at the end of 7.5, the Spikes maintain a 4-2 lead here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
A frog in a pot of boiling water, and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water, and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life. The bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, State College leading Mahoning Valley 4-2 in the second game of a three-game weekend set. Spikes looking to make tomorrow's series finale a rubber match at 2:05 p.m. Jacob Meyer gets the ball for the Spikes. Elijah Pleasance will be on the mound for the Scrappers at the outset. And Eric Waldachuk on for his second inning of relief here. Delivers a strike on the inner half to Dierz Davis, the right-handed hitting center fielder with two singles already tonight. He's also stolen a base and scored a run. Fastball just off the plate outside. 1-1 to Davis. Waldachuk retired the three batters he faced in the seventh in order. Now it's Davis, Braylon Marine, and Corey King, the 9-1 and 2 batters here in the eighth. The 1-1. That one in the dirt, gloved by Aviles. Two balls and a strike. See if there's any action in the Spikes bullpen that'll tip who will potentially get the ninth inning. And it's assuming, of course, Waldachuk can breeze through the eighth. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball, and it's 2-2. No other changes defensively for the Spikes. Still Braden Blackford at first. Zach Buletich at second. Josh Leslie is at short. Marcus Page at third. There is one change, I should say. Brennan DeRigue came in to pinch hit in the seventh inning for the Spikes. On for right fielder Jesse Fontsaboa. He stays in the game in right field. Now a ball to Davis, low and away. 3-2, the pitch from Waldichuk. Swung on him in strike three. Got him with the inside fastball. It's the second strikeout for Eric Waldichuk. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. One gone, and here's Braylon Marine, the shortstop. One for two, reached on an error in the first inning, was picked off, then singled in the third, and drove in a run with a sacrifice fly in the fifth. First pitch to him, breaking ball and a called strike. As it cuts from the inner half of the plate to the outer. Marine windmills the bat, Waldichuk to the plate. Bouncing pitch, bounces over the mitt of Aviles, simply ball one, however. No wind to speak of right now at Eastwood Field. Lights on all the way around, and the skies above us not quite blackened just yet. More of a deep, deep blue. Time is called to play as Luis Aviles has to make an adjustment. Now he's ready to go. So is Eric Waldichuk. Gets what he likes. Short windup in the 1-1. And in tight, it hits Marine in the back. So the first hit batsman on the Spike side today. Each team with one. And with one gone, a runner aboard for Corey King. King is 0 for 3. Struck out in the first inning. Grounded into a double play in the third. Grounded out in the fifth. Spikes leading 4-2. A three-run seventh, putting them in front. And here's the set and the pitch. And there's a looper toward right field, and coming on for it is DeRigue. Can't get to it. Around to third goes Marine. Runners at the corners with one gone.
Third baseman, Mason Sykes.
So they hit the fourth of the night for the Scrappers. A tying run on base right now for Mason Sykes, the Mahoning Valley third baseman. He's been a Spikes killer here in the second half. Both of his home runs against State College. He leads the MLB Draft League second half in RBIs with 24 of them. And before he can step in, Jerome Williams, the Spikes pitching coach, is out of the third base dugout, joined by the rest of the infield. Eric Waldichuk, being one of the newest Spikes, probably doesn't have a whole lot of idea about the history that the Spikes have with Sykes here in the second half. I think Jerome Williams is telling him the tale right now. They discuss what to do with the biggest bat in the Mahoning Valley lineup, and a pretty big one in T.J. Reeves lurks behind him. So first and third, one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And the meeting on the mound is broken up before Peter Jones has to go out there. Everybody back to their posts in the infield. And Sykes will now settle into the right-handed batter's box, which has been all but a race tonight. Usually what happens over the course of a game. Just the suggestion of the lines remain. And he is in there. Waldichuk out of the stretch delivers. First pitch fouled back to the screen. A breaking ball from Waldichuk. It's strike one. 4-2 Spikes. Here in the bottom of the eighth, and Luis Aviles now is going to signal the infield what they want to do with a first and third situation. Now both Marine and King have been base stealers this year. Marine 7 of 11, King 6 of 7. Here's the 0-1. Fades in for a called strike on the outer edge. 0-2 to Sykes. Avila signals again. I think this is changing based on the count, based on what they think Sykes will do, what they think the Scrappers will do. King leading off first. The initial inclination is you let the guy at the plate knock him in. The runners stay put, and the fastball upstairs for ball one. Sykes steps back in. Would not be surprised to see Waldichuk try to tie him up inside here. The set, the pitch. Swing and a grounder up the middle, taken in by Leslie. Flips to second for one. Woolitzich to first. Stretch by Blackford. Got the foot there. Throw in time. A 6-4-3 double play to end the eighth inning. The third double play turned on the ground by the Spikes tonight. The infield defense has been superb. No runs, a hit, one runner left on base. Eight innings complete. It's 4-2 State College as we go to the ninth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Michael Spinozzi, who served as a closer for the Scrappers since joining the club, on to pitch the ninth inning. As the Spikes will send the 6-7-8 batters up, Josh Leslie, Ryan Guardino, and Marcus Page. It is 4-2 in the Spikes' favor entering this final frame of regulation. And the numbers on Spinozzi, impressive. In five outings, no record but a zero ERA, 2-for-2 in save opportunities. In six innings of work, he has allowed five hits and a walk. He has struck out six batters. Opponents hitting .227 against him. And he came on to finish things out last weekend to nail down a 10-8 win for the Spikes last Sunday and notch that second save. He threw 10 pitches. He did allow one hit to Braden Blackford, but all 10 of the pitches he threw were for strikes. Here is Leslie, who is 0-for-2 tonight, but his aggression on the base paths in the seventh inning really kickstarted the Spikes' rally. He walked in that inning, moved to second on Ryan Guardino's game-tying RBI single, but then a double steal. He stole third, came home on a throwing error on the backside, and now stands in the right-handed box. 4-2 Spikes, first pitch of the ninth inning, bounce to the left side, bounces over the mid of Sykes into left field. That's probably going to be a base hit for Leslie. It'll be, yes it is, his first of the game. The Spikes sixth as a team. It was a quick call there and a good one. Here's Ryan Guardino now, 1-for-3 in the game. He struck out in the third, sent a fly ball to the warning track in center field in the fifth inning, but it was a loud out. Then his RBI single in the seventh, the steal on the backside of the double steal throw actually went that way, but he had beaten it, and the ball bounced off the mitt into center field, allowing the run to score, and Guardino to move to third. He then scored on the third strike that went awry, ended up a strikeout, but Guardino ended up scoring. Takes ball one outside. Now the 1-0 from Spinozzi. That one gets past Fernandez to the backstop. A wild pitch. Poured it in at 91, but there was no way that Fernandez was grabbing that one. Now the wild pitch moves Leslie to second in scoring position for a potential insurance run. Ty Buckner is warming up in the Spikes bullpen. He'll be on to close it out in the bottom of the ninth. The 2-0. Fades high for a ball, 3-0. If you have a two-run lead, you want to make it three. Three runs, want to make it four. Now, Ty Buckner, of course, won't be in line for a save unless the margin is three or less at the outset of the inning. Pitch high for ball four to Guardino. Just the second walk allowed by Spinozzi. Third baseman, and now runners are at first and second for Marcus Page. Page is 0 for 2 with a walk tonight, but he also has a stolen base. Spikes got several steals in the seventh, four of them in total. The last two on first and third situations, there was not a throw. Here's the set by Spinozzi. And the pitch homeward, and Page does show bunt. He draws it back. A fastball called a strike. That one definitely borderline. Unless the call was that Page left the bat out there, and I would not agree with that. Nevertheless, 0-1 the count. See if he tries to put it down again. He will try again, and this time he misses it. 0-2. First and second, no outs here late in the ball game. This is a standard play, and now Marcus Page with an 0-2 count. We'll see what he does here. Marcus definitely has the baseball IQ. He can probably try to put it down again. But he's going to swing away. And it's a miss and a throw behind the runner at first. Tagged by King, but not in time. And taking off for third is Leslie. He will make it. The crowd disagrees. But King had to come up. He wasn't holding the runner on at first. He was playing behind the runner and had to come up on it. And then apply the tag. Dimitri Young is going to quiz Sean Hoverston, the first base umpire, as to what he saw. Leslie will get credit for a steal then, as the throw went to first. And that'll be Leslie's second stolen base of the night, and that definitely works to the Spikes' favor. It is a strikeout of Page for the first out. Now Brennan Dorigi at the plate. Came on to pinch hit in the seventh, struck out. Now a chance to bump the margin up for the Spikes, already leading by two. And the pitch. And Dorigi bounces it foul, first base side. Brigantos tried to make the bare hand grab, but not quite. It was out of his reach. 0-1. And there goes Guardino now as the pitch grounded between short and third, a base hit. The hit and run works to perfection. Leslie trots in from third. Guardino moves up to third. And Brennan Dorigi with the RBI single gives the Spikes a 5-2 advantage. That'll bring Peyton Harden to the plate. And Harden 1-for-3 with a double. Spinozzi took his time getting back to the mound after that one. It's the first run he has allowed this year. Now the pitch. Inside a ball, and that came close to Harden's right arm. Already hit by a pitch back in the seventh. And And there goes DeRiggy, and a fake throw to second. Nobody was covering second, and he will get a steal. So plenty of first and third plays, allowing the Spikes to bump up the stolen base count. Now at 6 currently in the game. And the 2-0 to Harden, that's in the dirt, blocked by Fernandez, 3-0 the count. First base is open. The Spikes already leading 5-2 and looking to break it open even more here in the ninth in their last at bat. And they will put Peyton Harden on first base intentionally.
Second baseman Zach Bulletin.
So with the bases now loaded and one out following the intentional walk, here's Zach Vuletich. Vuletich is 1-for-3. He walked unintentionally in the first inning, singled in the sixth. And a bases loaded, one out situation here. Here's the pitch. That's foul behind home, 0-1. Here's the set, the pitch. And Vuletich sends this one down the right field line in the air. Foul ground out of reach for King. He's trying to go back on it, track the ball down all at once, but unable to do so. It's an 0-2 count to Vuletich. To the count here in the top of the ninth. It's Guardino at third, DeRiggy at second, Harden at first. King, the first baseman, playing in front of the runner. Sykes at third, still playing back. 0-2. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says Sean Hoverston. Pitch was outside, but it's ruled swinging strike three. The second strikeout for Spinozzi tonight. And now two down in the top of the ninth. That'll bring Carlos Contreras up, 0-for-4 in the game, but his ground out in the fourth inning brought in a run. Contreras now the tied for the team lead in RBIs with 17, matching Braden Blackford. Together, they are tied for third in the league. And the pitch. And Contreras punches this one toward left field, drops in for a base hit. Guardino scores. DeRiggy comes in. Harden moves to second. And Carlos Contreras with a two-out, two-run single bumps the Spikes lead up to 7-2. And that just might seal the deal in this one. Ty Buckner is still warming up in the Spikes bullpen. It won't be a save situation for him. But it's definitely a lot easier to pitch with a five-run lead knowing you've got that cushion. Here's Luis Avilas now, 0-for-4 in the game. Three fly balls, home runs in a silo. Well, they haven't quite had the distance to leave the yard tonight, and there is action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen in right field. Spinozzi has thrown 18 pitches. First pitch, a strike to Avilas. 11 of them in the zone. The 0-1, swing and a miss on the breaking ball. It's 0-2. First and second, two outs here. Eight hits now in the game for the Spikes, and doubling up the Scrappers in the hit column. Set by Spinozzi in the 0-2, and Avilas sends this one in the air again, but it will be playable for De'Aris Davis. The center fielder underneath it makes the grab. The inning is over. The Spikes, however, add three more runs. The first three runs Spinozzi has allowed all season. They do so on three hits, two runners left on base. End of 8.5. State College leading Mahoning Valley 7-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Yeah, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
So in the bottom of the ninth, the Spikes three outs away from victory, and they have called for a leaf here in the ninth inning. You too can call for a leaf by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. It's the Highwayman, Ty Buckner on. It won't be a safe situation for Ty, but again, it's a lot easier with a five-run margin to come in. 0-2 record in the second half, a 2.25 ERA, three saves and five opportunities. In the second half, he's making his 10th appearance, 12 total innings in the second half, allowing six runs, three earned on nine hits, 17 strikeouts to seven walks, one of them intentional, opponents hitting 209 against him. And of course, those are second half numbers for the season as a whole for the Spikes. A 2.45 ERA and 33 strikeouts to nine walks across both halves, opponents hitting just 190 against Buckner. It's the 4-5-6 hitters due up against him, T.J. Reeves, David Bermudez, and Antonio Fernandez. And Ty Buckner's first pitch of the night. Breaking ball low, appeal on the check swing. No go, says Sean Hoverston. Ball one to Reeves. Eric Waldichuk delivered two scoreless innings of relief for the second consecutive outing as a Spike. He allowed his first hit, hit a batter, but no walks, two strikeouts. He needed just 22 pitches, 15 of them strikes, to get through the two innings of work. The 1-0 to Reeves. Fastball fouled away. First base side, 1-1. Again, it's a 7-2 lead for the Spikes after a three-run top of the ninth. They scored three in the seventh to take the lead. Took the opening lead of this game in the fourth inning. They had to come back for the second straight night. This time, though, they surged ahead and just kept building on that lead. The 1-1 pitch, fastball for a strike on the outer edge. It's 1-2. T.J. Reeves being encouraged by the crowd here at Eastwood Field, but the 1-2 comes in. Breaking ball called, strike three. That's the first strikeout for Ty Buckner tonight, the eighth for Spikes pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health earned 5 stars from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service in 2021, 22, and 23. We were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. One gone in the bottom of the ninth, and here's David Bermudez, the designated hitter, 0 for 3. A ground out, also grounded into a double play and struck out. The pitch. That's fouled back. 0-1. Tomorrow it's a 2:05 game here at Eastwood Field. Jacob Meyer, the left-hander, gets the ball for the Spikes against Mahoning Valley righty Elijah Pleasance. I'll be along with you for Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health at approximately 1:50 p.m. The 0-1, swing and a miss. It's 0-2. High fastball at 91 miles an hour there. Then the Spikes will travel home after the game. Off day on the schedule Monday. And then the start of a two-game set at home. First two of a three-game series against the Williamsport Crosscutters Tuesday and Wednesday. The 0-2 fouled away above the netting, first base side. Tuesday night, a walking Taco Tuesday. Also Half price Miller Lite and Coors Light from 5:30 to 7:30. Walking Tacos, half price all game long. That's a 6:35 game, as is the Wednesday night game, which will be the third Bark in the Park of the season, presented by the Center Daily Times. On a Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, the 0-2 to Bermudez again fouled over the netting behind home. Tickets are available now at StateCollegeSpikes.com. Go to StateCollegeSpikes.com/tickets. Get the rundown on all 12 remaining Spikes home games, including three fireworks from the field shows and three more bobblehead giveaways. The 0-2 in the dirt, blocked by Aviles. Ball and two strikes. Bermudez, rather, has fouled off three pitches already. Only one swing and miss so far. Here's the 1-2 from Buckner. Bouncer foul, third base side. Another foul ball. Again, Antonio Fernandez due up next. Bermudez taps both sides of the plate. Buckner gets the sign. Time releases the 1-2. That's fouled back to the screen. I'll give Bermudez credit. He's staying alive in the at-bat. Eighth pitch coming up in this exchange. A 7-2 lead for the Spikes in the bottom of the ninth. Tie sets. Another 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Fastball at 92 miles an hour. The strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is growing. In 2024, we'll open a new outpatient center in Toffrees West. And in 2026, a 10-story patient tower will be added to the medical center. Learn more at mountnittany.org. Two down, and here's Antonio Fernandez, the catcher. The last hope for the Scrappers. He's 0 for 2 of the walk tonight. Buckner sets, delivers. Breaking ball this time, but it tumbles low. Ball one. Ty, the St. Louis native, finished up his college ball at Gonzaga this past spring. Started his collegiate career with three seasons at Missouri State. The 1-0, foul tip into the mitt. 1-1 the count. Very effective as a starter back in 2018. Actually spent time in the Cape Cod League, but injuries, his arm, his leg. He's battled back through all of them. 1-1. That's fouled away. Left side. 1-2. Three appearances in 2021. Eight outings. Six of them starts in 2022. And he posted a sparkling 1.1 ERA in 16 and a third innings. He then transferred to Gonzaga this spring. 12 outings. Three of them starts. And he has been outstanding across both halves of the MLB Draft League season. One last strike to get, the 1-2. That's foul back to the screen. Count remains the same. And no defensive replacements aside from the mound here in the ninth inning. DeRiggi, pinch hit in the seventh. He's played in right field the rest of the way. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Aviles holds on. And it's the third consecutive strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Ty Buckner needs just 17 pitches to finish off the victory with a trio of strikeouts. And the Spikes defeat the Mahoning Valley Scrappers by the score of 7-2. Tomorrow's 2:05 p.m. matinee matchup will now be a rubber match in this three-game series. The Spikes end Mahoning Valley's six-game winning streak. And we'll wrap things up from Eastwood Field right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home Tuesday and Wednesday at Medler Field at Lobato Park. It all starts with a Walking Taco Tuesday featuring half-price walking tacos all game long as the Spikes face Williamsport at 6:35. Then Medler Field goes to the Dogs Wednesday for Park in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30 for the 6:35 p.m. game. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Back here at Eastwood Field, Joe Putnam along with you. The State College Spikes finish off a 7-2 win over the Mahoning Valley Scrappers tonight, halting the Scrappers' win streak at six games, and doing so in come-from-behind fashion once again. But pouring on late, 3 runs in the seventh inning to take the lead, 3 in the 9th to salt it away, and the Spikes gain their 12th victory of the season, stop a 3-game losing streak of their own, and now make tomorrow's afternoon matchup against the Scrappers a rubber match in this 3-game series. Final game totals, State College 7 runs on 8 hits, 3 errors, 6 runners left on base. Mahoning Valley 2 runs on 4 hits, 1 error, and 4 runners left on base. Derek Cherry picks up the win across both halves of the season. He's now 3-3. Trey Robertson, the former Spike, takes the loss. He is now 2-3, and Eric Waldachuk picking up the hold in his second outing. He has tossed 4 scoreless innings for the Spikes thus far this year. Time of the game, 2 hours and 33 minutes in front of 2,650 fans at Eastwood Field tonight. Braden Blackford with another multi-hit game. And, of course, Derek Cherry earning that win, going 6 innings, allowing just 2 unearned runs on 3 hits, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. Waldachuk 2 innings for the hold, and Ty Buckner came on. It wasn't a safe situation for him, but he struck out the Scrappers in order on 17 pitches to put it away in the 9th. So the Spikes will be back here 2:05 p.m. tomorrow. I'll be on with you with Spikes Live presented by Mountain Indy Health at 150 as we finish off this three-game weekend series. Jacob Meyer, the left-hander, gets the ball for the Spikes. The right-hander Elijah Pleasance will be on the hill for the Scrappers. Again, 150 approximately is when he'll be on with you tomorrow afternoon. And then traveling back home, off day on the schedule Monday, and back-to-back home games Tuesday and Wednesday, 6:35 both nights. Walking Taco Tuesday, followed by Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times on a Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. That's coming up. And, of course, 12 big games left on the 2023 home schedule. You don't want to miss out. Summer is dwindling down, as hard as it is to believe and as hard as it is to realize. But we still have more fun, affordable family entertainment in store for you at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Tickets available now at statecollegespikes.com. You can also visit the Spikes ticket office 9 to 5 on Monday, 9 a.m. to the end of the game Tuesday and Wednesday, and give the Spikes ticket office a call at 814-272-1711. Remember to press 2 if you want to go straight to the ticket office for those tickets to the 12 games remaining on the Spikes 2023 home slate. The final here once again, State College 7, Mahoning Valley 2. The Spikes now 12-13 in the second half. The Scrappers now 9-14. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon, approximately 1:50, here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.